This podcast helps you understand how people dealt with water and waste during the industrial period in Britain. Hello and welcome again to the Young Historians Show. Today we're talking about how managing a supply of clean water had been a challenge in Britain since at least medieval times. Now, young student, had that changed by the beginning of the 19th century?
No, it hadn't. If anything, the situation in towns and cities got even worse. As the cities grew, demand outstripped supply, and there wasn't enough water to go round. Most people couldn't afford to pay for water to be piped into their homes, and the free conduits were a thing of the past. Now the water in the communal pumps was supplied by a water company instead. Many landlords only paid the minimum charge for their tenants, so the water was only available for a few hours a day. And ratepayers didn't want to pay for improvements to the water supply. And if there was no pump, then the only options were the town's river, nearby springs, streams or ponds, or collecting rainwater.
But if water was supplied by water companies, was it safe to drink?
No. Water companies frequently pump water from polluted rivers, springs, streams and ponds.
Was any water safe?
Well, middle-class families filtered their drinking water, but poor families couldn't afford to do this. In the summer months, when the water was at its dirtiest, typhoid killed many poor people. No one was aware that the disease was caused by germs in their dirty drinking water.
You mentioned contamination from sewers. Tell me a bit about that. Was sanitation still a problem?
Well, the biggest health problem in the first part of the 19th century was the disposal of human waste. The existing sewers in towns had been built to drain the streets of rainwater, not to carry away human excrement. Most people were still using privies and cesspits, as they had for hundreds of years, but with so many more people living so close together, it wasn't workable. In some places, 10 houses shared a privy. Cesspits had to be emptied regularly, but often landlords wouldn't pay the night soil men to do it. So, sometimes the cesspits overflowed into the streets, which is pretty disgusting.
How did that increase the risk of disease?
Well, as I said, sometimes the cesspits overflowed or leaked, and if they were close to a well or a pump, well, it could be fatal. Of course, they still didn't know that germs in contaminated water caused disease.
So, what about the better off? Were their water and sanitation any safer?
Well, no, not really. Only the rich started using flushing toilets.
That didn't make it safer.
You'd think so, but the water closets went into the sewers, and the sewers were designed to take rainwater to the rivers, so sewage went into the rivers, and the water companies got their water from the rivers, so even well-off people who were paying to have water pumped to their houses were paying to get their own sewage back.
Remarkable. Thank you, young student. See you next time.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.